Chapter 13, Ashes, Seeds, Fruit. After my divorce, I went through a time of great crushing and sorrow and grief. I just was so broken and hurting and did not know how to get unstuck from all the pain. I was attending a local church where they had a very anointed worship service on Friday nights, and I would go every week and just soak in this heavenly atmosphere. One particular day, there was someone speaking from the pulpit, and they were talking about dreams. Dreams that the Father had placed in her heart, and that he wanted to bring those dreams forth. I was brought into an open vision. I saw my dreams as a huge pile of ashes. All of a sudden, a whirlwind came and began blowing the ashes. They were caught up in the whirlwind and blew about in a swirling motion. It reminded me of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, when the house was caught up in the tornado and whirled upward until it dropped into the land of Oz. The ashes were carried up, 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 until they landed and dropped into a plowed field in heaven. The ashes were no longer ashes. They were seeds, hard, black, shiny seeds, almost like obsidian stone seeds. A very tall angel came along and scooped up the pile of seeds and began planting them into the tilled soil, one by one. Another very tall angel came behind. The second angel had a crystal clear pitcher filled with not water, but with my tears. This angel came behind the first one and watered each seed with my tears. Then I heard a still, small, quiet voice say to me in a whisper, "You have a big crop coming, Laura." Kingdom Principle. I was on a quest to understand my identity in the kingdom, not just my own personal identity, born again in Christ Jesus, but also my identity with my people. While studying the scriptures, I later learned that Ephraim, the son of Joseph, in Hebrew means double ash heap, doubly fruitful. This was a verification and validation of the vision. The ashes became seeds, and the seeds are to become fruit. This is what the name Ephraim means. As it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 to 17. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Ephesians 2:11 to 17.